Do you believe in synchronicities? You know, I'm talking the messages that seem to be on repeat everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, and anything you listen to. I fully believe that synchronicities are messages that are coming from Source, God, our spirit guides, our team, the universe, whatever you want to call your higher power or your light being, or the people, the angels that are looking out for you and helping to guide your life in the direction that it's meant to go. These messages come to us at specific times for specific reasons to help us live out our purpose. This week, I received a message from my team of angels that I'm sharing with you through the lens of human design and motherhood. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful souls. It's Kimberly Virginia, your host of the Soulful Motherhood by Design podcast, where we go deep on all things motherhood. I'm a certified positive discipline parent educator, accredited life coach, human design specialist, and mother of two precious kiddos. Through inspiring conversations, I'll guide you on this soulful motherhood journey and help you to create peace in your home and your heart, raise kind and loving humans, all while living your soul's purpose. So, let's get started. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so every day I start my day with a cup of Yogi positive energy tea. And this is something I've done because I'm trying to cut back on coffee, first of all. But I just love the idea of having a cup of tea, going outside, listening to the birds chirp, and looking at the view from my canyon in my backyard. And I do this before the kids wake up. I try to have just a few minutes of alone time, me time, where I can kind of collect my thoughts after making lunches, showering, and I do meditate for about 10 minutes. But this is my, you know, kind of my little closing of my morning ritual and transitioning into being with my kiddos, waking them up and getting ready for the day. So, as most of you might know, with Yogi tea, there's a little inscription on the paper tab of the tea bag. And I love reading this. I love the message that comes through. Obviously, Yogi tea is such a mindful, loving, joyful company. So the messages are always really aligned with how I live my life anyway, right? Well, this week, I got this message and I loved it. I loved it. It was the beginning of my week and it said, "The purpose of life is to know yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, and be yourself." And I thought, wow, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm trying to do in the world. This is exactly what I am encouraging moms to do, because a lot of us as moms are having a tough time or have had tough moments or are really struggling to transition into this new iteration of self, right? A lot of times we point towards our kids. If our kids would only A, B, and C, life would be better. If my spouse would only X, Y, and Z, things would get better. If my kids' behavior was like this, or if they were doing this in school, yada, 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 the list goes on, right? Well, what I encourage and what I coach and guide and help moms to see is that it really does all start with you. The change really begins when you know yourself. So getting this message for me felt very powerful. I read it and thought, oh, okay, so this is something I could use in my social media. I could use this as, you know, a starting off point to talk to people about the program I'm launching, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just so aligned, right? But I didn't. I thought about posting about it on social media, but I didn't. I thought about including it in my messaging for my program, but I didn't. And the list goes on of other things that I thought to use this message for, but I didn't. And the rest of the day went on and it kind of kept popping up in my head. And, you know, when you have that little like gnawing thought, you're like, oh, I don't really want to ignore that, but I'm just going to keep going, right? So then the next morning, I wake up. I do my morning routine. I shower, make bed, go in, make lunches, do coffee, all the things that I do. And then I get to the point where I'm ready to enjoy my cup of yogi tea. So I open it and I look at the message, and it's the same exact message. The purpose of life is to know yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, and be yourself. I thought, oh my God, really? 2 days in a row? That has never happened to me. I've never opened up a yogi tea bag from the same box, the same kind of tea, and gotten the same message. That's wild. What a coincidence, I thought. Oh, that's just crazy. And then it sunk into me that it's a message from my guides. This is a message coming from above, from my higher power, from source, universe, my team who's always looking out for me, who I touch in with every morning. And I say, hey, universe, God, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? And what would you have me say and to whom? And I always say that. And this message came through again. And I thought, this is a synchronicity. This is a message I am meant to hear. And I know exactly why, because this is aligning with what I'm doing, what I'm working on, not only in my offerings to the world, to mothers who make such a huge impact for everyone by how they are mothering their children, how they're ushering in these souls to be who they came here to be. But we can't do that until we know ourselves, right? I'm so passionate about this. All of you who are listening already know that, right? But even I need reminders. Even I need reminders that there is no coincidences. This did not happen by chance. Not only was it an amazing reminder for me in the messaging to all my amazing soul clients, all of you out there listening, or the people who are listening here for the first time who are like, what is this woman all about? This was also a message to me to remember that I need to know myself deeply. I need to be intimately aligned with myself so that I can love me, so that I can trust what I'm doing, not worry about the outside noise, not worry about reactions or non-reactions to whatever I'm putting out there, but to love me, to trust me, and to just be me. Boom. Boom. Like the mind-blown emoji. That is how I felt, right? So I took this with me the rest of the week. I lived this and really allowed it to be my reminder to live in alignment with my unique human design. I am a 6-2 sacral generator. And for those of you who might be listening who are not super familiar with the language of human design, I'm going to break that down a little bit for you. 6-2 is your profile. That's almost like you've heard of Myers-Briggs or Predictive Index or DISC or the Enneagram that kind of tells you what you are. That's similar to what we call the profile in human design. Not exactly. I'm just kind of giving you an analogy here. So 6-2 is what we call a role model, a hermit role model. The number six, represents somebody who kind of emerges in life as somebody who serves as an example. Like, this is a great way how to live. And they do that by living their own purpose. So there's that piece of me. And then the number two, which is the second part, the second number in your profile, that is the signature of a hermit. And we don't mean somebody who's hiding away from the world. It's really somebody who is a natural at something, who has natural gifts, but kind of puts it out there, doesn't really realize they're naturally gifted at it, and then has to retreat and kind of recollect themselves. So those two things put together, that's me. And I love that about myself. I know that about myself. I trust it. I'm working on trusting it. I'm working on being that, especially by coming on here, sharing with you all what I learned this week, being in alignment so that I can be an example to everybody else to do the same. And the other piece of my my human design that I'm just in love with, and I hope you all will find yours too, if you have not already, is really understanding my energy type, which is a generator. And the other part of it is how I'm meant to live. What's guiding me? Like what we would say, what's your inner voice? What's your intuition? Now, that language is a little bit different in human design, but mine is really trusting my sacral. That is what I'm meant to rely on, not my mind, I can go over all the other types of authority in human design at another time. That's for another episode. But for me, the generator type mixed with my profile, the 6-2, and then my authority, which is my sacral, those things for me, remembering that, living that, experimenting with that is so important for me. And this message from my angels was just a reminder, like, hey, remember to know you. Remember to know you. Remember to be that. So I'll start by saying that message. Well, I guess not start by saying. I will continue by saying that message really spoke to me with everything I'm putting out there right now. If you know me and follow me and you're in this community, you know that I'm working on a program for you all. And I've invited people in already to beta test this program. And it's really to help you do exactly this. Know yourself, trust yourself, love yourself, and be yourself, okay? Now, I thought, what a great way to support everyone listening by sharing this message, but also breaking it down with what this means in human design lingo. And I've already shared a little bit about that. But there's four parts to it. So I'm going to start with number one, with the message. Know yourself. There's a lot of different ways that are coming at all of us right now as the collective energy and consciousness is rising in the world in general. I'm sure all of you feel that even if you're not super into human design yet, you might not know that there is a new paradigm coming in 2027. And we talk a lot about that in human design. And it's basically like this consciousness, this awareness that's rising and empowering people to really take autonomy over themselves, be their own leader, have freedom, have their own ability to live outside of all these institutions and things that are kind of keeping control over us, right? So that is already happening. With that, there's a lot of noise coming at us all the time with how to know yourself. Human design is an amazing way, a very, like, in my opinion, pretty black and white around what your energy is, how to use it, how to leverage it, and how to live in alignment. It doesn't require that you believe anything. The word or the thing that's coming up for me right now is take what you like and leave the rest. And I really believe that with human design. You know, there is a lot that you can get into with it. But ultimately, if you just practice the basics, which I'm going to talk about here and I've talked about before, it will change your life. It will transform your life. Just like I mentioned some of the things that happened for me this week. So knowing yourself, how do you know yourself? It really starts with understanding your human design. The roadmap to who you are, the blueprint of how you can energetically operate at your highest and best with others, with your job, with everything, with your eating, how you physically are active, how you learn, how you sleep, all of it. And this is science. It's talking about where you, when you were born, the time you were born, all of that put together to create this map, which is called the body graph chart. You can get that free on my website if you haven't yet. And it breaks it down for you. It shows you like a little map. Like, hey, this is you. This is how we connect everything. And I like to tell people it's kind of like circuitry. These are all of the channels that connect these different centers, which are similar to chakras. These are all connected or not connected. And this is what that means for you. It gives you the permission to, going into the next thing, love yourself. After you know yourself, you can start really loving yourself. you can let go of all of the noise that has come at you your whole life with how you should live, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't do, the box you should fit into, etc., etc. And that in human design is what we call conditioning or programming. So there's a process after you learn your design, after you start to understand this and be aware, then you actually start understanding and having the desire to get this off of you and really love yourself. Like, who am I really? Who am I at my core? And what am I going to let go of here? What am I going to get off of me? How am I going to deprogram? How can I decondition? How can I dehomogenize myself so that I am like stripped down to the studs of what makes me me? And when I understand that, I can really wrap my arms around it and start to see magic unfold. How do we start to see the magic unfold? That goes into the next thing, which is trusting yourself. After you know yourself, have that awareness, and then you are starting to really work on, or at least have the desire to love yourself, then you can start understanding, finding out the things about yourself that will allow you to have trust unfold. The biggest piece of human design that will support you with that trust is to understand your authority. Your authority is how you are designed to listen to what's meant for you. That in combination with your strategy, then how do you make a decision? Then what action or not needs to be taken? But that starts really with the trust in your authority. I gave you an example earlier of that. For me, my authority is my sacral center. That sacral authority is so strong. It is so strong. And as children, oftentimes we're conditioned out of that. That guttural or response, which is very instant. A lot of times we're conditioned out of that. So as adults, most of us are learning how to retap into it if that is your authority. There's several different authorities for you. You can either go on my website and just check out your body graph chart page. It explains them on there. Or you can download the free Human Design Guidebook for Moms, which is also on my website. And that's a 14-page document that really walks you through reflection, understanding your unique type, your unique profile, your unique strategy, authority, all of that, so that you can really begin to do exactly what we're talking about here. Trust yourself. When you begin to do that, magic unfolds. Magic unfolds not only for you, but those around you. Hello, moms, I'm talking to you. It unfolds for your family too. There is some amazing auric elevation that can happen in your family when you're all living in design. And I can firsthand share that when I am in alignment with mine, it impacts my entire family. I have a manifesting generator, emotionally defined younger daughter, and then a splenic projector for my older daughter. And so my energy really impacts them both. My energy is also very impacted by the emotionally defined daughter. So for me, knowing myself, loving myself, trusting that and living that supports all of us to then live in alignment with our own designs. And that creates magic. That allows the things that are meant for us as a family to come to us and then for us to move forward with those things in place. It really is just mind-blowing. Even talking about it after living this experiment for years, it's just magic, you guys. And I want that for you. I want that for you so bad. Hello. That's why I'm talking about this today. The last thing is to be yourself. Okay. So we've gone through the know yourself, get your human design chart, know who you are, know who you came here to be. Then love yourself, start deconditioning, start coming back to who you are. You don't need to try anything new, gain any new skills. You already are who you came here to be. It's getting all of that should, all of that conditioning off of you. Then we learn to trust ourselves, following our authority, our strategy, right? And letting that guide us instead of what our thoughts are or the outside world telling us to do. So then we come to being ourselves. How do you be yourself? Well, you experiment. The human design experiment, it's called an experiment for a reason. You get to try it on, and there's no failing. There's no losing. There's a saying that I like to repeat, and I believe it came from Emma Dunwoody, who is called the Human Design Coach on Instagram. And her mission is to help people with purpose and abundance, everybody. So my practice is really specifically with the lens of motherhood, but she has a very more broad approach to it. And one of her sayings, which I love, is, if you're not winning, you're learning. So if you find yourself in a position where you're frustrated or you're bitter or you're angry or you're disappointed, by the way, those things are the not self signatures for each energy type, right? So if you find yourself based on your energy type, feeling any of those things, that is your key telltale sign that you took a wrong turn or you took, I don't want to say wrong, you took a turn that was not meant for you. So then you can just learn from it, right? If you're not winning, you're learning. And that's the experiment to being yourself. For me, my signature of like how I'm living my best alignment is when I feel really satisfied. That for generators and manifesting generators is our signature. When we feel satisfaction, it's like, oh my God, I have this juicy feeling of just, I'm so like satiated with life, right? I have been feeling that so much when living in alignment. And when I'm feeling that frustration, I know I need to take a step back and assess, okay, what could I have done differently? Great. Next time I will remember that I need to trust my gut. I need to trust myself. I love myself. I know myself. And remember all the juiciness that happens when I live in alignment with that. So that wraps it up for today. I hope that you all got something from this and that it was broken down for you in a way that really supports you. I know that you are all going to go out there and make such huge impact, not only in the world, but specifically in your homes with your kiddos, so that your family can be at its very best, so that you can enjoy motherhood, find meaning in motherhood, find purpose in motherhood, and really go from surviving to thriving. I will see you all next week. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, bye for now. Wait, before you go, have you downloaded your free Human Design Guidebook for Moms yet? I'm telling you guys, the feedback that I have gotten from this guidebook is insane. People are telling me that, oh my God, you're breaking this down so well. This is applicable in every area of my life. Thank you so much. This has really impacted my motherhood, and that is exactly what I want it to do for you. This guidebook breaks down type, strategy, and authority in human design through the lens of motherhood. It's a 14-page free download for you. All you have to do is go to my website, enter your email address, and it'll get sent to your inbox. See you there soon. Thank you, everyone, so much for being here. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring soulful content your way each week. You can also join my community via my socials, which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.